大家好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, welcome to Everyday English, I'm Elle.
Hello guys, I'm Susan.
And this program is specially for your oral and listening English abilities. And we're also going to introduce some cultural things that probably you don't understand or you have never heard before.
And we're supposed to let you know that something you cannot speak out.
And this program is going to divide it into three parts.
Okay, the first part, that's the English sentences that you never heard before.
第一部分来解决你听不懂的问题。
And the other part for the sentences that you can't speak out.
你说不出来的第二部分。
And the third part is the story, interesting stories.
Yes, 第三部分呢就是让你的英语要更有深厚的根基，让你知道一些词的来历。Okay, let's go to the first part. That's something you don't understand.
第一部分呢是你听不懂的。请大家来听一下。
Hi, Susan. I'm told you that you applied for a new job in New Oriental. How's that going?
Not good, actually.
Why did they offer you an interview?
Yes, they did, but I had butterflies in my stomach that morning.
Oh my goodness. You mean that you eat some butterfly?
Guys, do you know that?Butterflies in one's stomach.
Literary translation 是蝴蝶钻进了某人的胃里。
你觉得对吗？
Of course it's not be. And 我想如果你明白的话，中文里头也有一句相应的对话叫做
心如兔撞。
心如兔撞就在英文里就成了 Butterflies in one's stomach. 所以如果你听到有人说 Butterflies in one's stomach,
that means she is nervous.
Very, very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
所以如果我说 it's really difficult. I have butterflies in my stomach.
And you should say, oh, take it easy. Don't be nervous. That's okay.
Okay, that's the first one you should know. Butterflies in one's stomach.
Okay, the second one is
all that.
Okay, listen. How's your thesis going?I'm not started yet.
Well, I finished it a week ago.
Jesus, you are all that.
You are all that? All what? 所有的那一切是什么意思啊？
Okay, let me introduce. All that 是英语中的俚语，用来表示说某人或某事十分出色，很了不起。所以我实际上是在夸奖艾欧的论文完成的速度很快。
就
说天哪，你可真厉害，可以这样说 You are all that.
是，所以 Susan, you are all that 是不是等于 You are so good?
You are so excellent.
But if you say you are all that, which means, you know, you're quite good at English.
Mm-hmm.
You're not so simple. So remember, the second one is you are all that. 来复习一下第一个 Butterflies in your stomach, which means you're very nervous.
Nervous, yeah. Second one isYou are all that.
You are really somebody.
第三个我们来说说 A walking refrigerator. Have you heard that? 一个行走的冰箱。
一个行走的冰箱。Well, actually, I've heard that. Boys say that a lot. 很多男孩子用这个词来形容女孩子。Refrigerator, 你一定知道是冰箱的意思。Walking refrigerator.我想应该说这个女孩是冷冰冰的，她可能不太跟男孩子说话。Probably she's not so talkative, I guess.
从字面上来解释应该是这样的。可是实际上呢，她并不是冷淡不冷淡的问题，而是漂不漂亮的问题了。
所以我说 if I a boy, 如果我是男孩的话，我说如果我的朋友要给我介绍一个 girl to me, and I will just say, well, I'm not so interested because I think she's a walking refrigerator.
But I think I also can use that to describe guys, I guess.
嗯，实际上这个有点 offensive.
Yeah, offensive, 非常有一点可能
有点冒犯的意思。
嗯、mm-hmm.
不过我们这一部分解决的是你听不懂的问题，不是让你拿它去形容别人。
对，记住。
别人说别人的时候，说你的时候，你能明白。
Working refrigerator, yes.、Mm-hmm. 如果它很 big,
嗯、
mm-hmm. ，很 fat,所以就可能会有人来形容 a walking refrigerator、
嗯、
跟它相似的还有什么词呢、
a walking dictionary you know that 一个行走的
字典还有 a walking encyclopedia
百科全书
嗯，一定要记住现在有非常火的网页叫 wiki encyclopedia 所以你一定知道这个词
就是活字典、
嗯、
活的百科全书
所以不管你是 boy, 你是 girl, 我们都要不争做 a walking refrigerator, 我们都要争做
a walking dictionary.
所以学会了吗 ?A walking refrigerator 是说这个人会比较胖不好看。A walking dictionary, or a walking encyclopedia, 说的是。
活字典有学问的人。
嗯哼。第一部分三个单词 ,no, 三个词组 actually.
嗯。
你记住了吗第一个
butterflies in one's stomach.
嗯，蝴蝶在某人的胃里 ，actually means
nervous,
very nervous.、Mm-hmm. The second one is you are all that.
That means 你十分出色，非常了不起。
嗯 ，you're really somebody. 第三个 you are not you are actually nobody want to be a walking refrigerator.
嗯，
第三个非常有点胖，不好看。还有跟它相连的呢，就是 a walking dictionary and a walking encyclopedia. 记住这三个。
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.coolearn.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。第二部分，我们来说说平常说不出来的话。Well, actually, I have something embarrassed to say.Today, 我遇到一些、比较尴尬的问题。那天我上课的时候，我看到有一个男孩子朝我走过来 ，a boy walking to me, but you know his zipper is open.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's so embarrassing, right?
对，他的裤链忘记拉上了，但是我想提醒他，
友情提示。
可是我不知道该怎么说。我可以说 your zipper is open， 这样对吗 ？Zipper, Z-I-P-P.E-R.
Yes, zipper 实际上是拉链的意思、但是你不能直接说啊，你拉链开了多不好意思
And、我想这句好像也不是很对正确的说法应该是什么
嗯 Your fly is open
嗯，这里用的是 fly
F-L-Y
嗯，你的飞 It's difficult to 苍蝇 also 所以就是你的裤链拉开了友情提示 Your fly is open、
嗯、
如果你在必要的时候一定要提醒别人一定要用最正确的话来提醒 OK
嗯，实际上有的女孩子她穿的尤其夏天可能穿裙子的时候、后面的拉链可能会开那时候你应该怎么办呀怎么告诉她呢
这里还能用 fly 吗 No I guess So here you should say The zipper is open on your back
然后替他拉上就行了
就是他背后的拉链是开着的所以 your not your
前边的用 fly 后面的用
zipper 嗯哼如果女孩子还会夏天穿那种就是在背上拉链的东西很多
嗯
很好看 so how do you say 如果帮我拉一下
ok zip me up
帮我拉上来 zip me up
please
ok please 如果要是我拉不开够不到的话把我拉下来是 zip me updown 吗
动词前面加一个 am 表示相反的动作对吧
嗯哼
This unzip me please
U-N-Z-I-P unzip me please oh unzip me please、OK 拉上拉下我们来复习一下
zip me up please
帮我拉上来
来帮我拉下去呢
unzip me please 学会这两个句型还有如果你要提醒别人
前面的拉链开了Your fly is open.
嗯，而且还要小声点说 ，Your fly is open, I guess.
Whisper.
嗯哼，如果是女孩子裙子后面的呢，你就应该说
，Your zipper is open on your back.
Yes, your zipper is open on your back.
嗯哼。 下面我们来说一个 story. In fact, it's not so broadcasting, right? 先说两个问题。第一个是黄金周怎么翻译？
哦，五一黄金周马上就来了，你有没有想过五一黄金周，黄金周怎么翻译？ I think it's a golden week.
Very good. 下面一个是黄金法则。
黄金法则没听过耶， What does that mean?
Actually, it's from the Bible.
From Bible, 圣经来的。
You want the guys treat me like you treat others.
如果你想让别人怎么对你，
你首先要怎么
对
别
人，这就叫做 golden rule 了，是吧？
对。
那我想就是 golden rule 黄金嘛。
下面一个黄金时间怎么翻译
？Golden time。
错。
Golden time 错了吗？
所以你看，黄金周 golden week， 黄金法则 golden rules。黄金时间就不是 golden time 了。
嗯哼。
是 prime time。
Prime。P-R-I-M-E, 那个 prime 吗？
对，大家都知道 prime minister 是什么意思吧？
prime minister, 首相。
对，所以说 prime 是首要的，最佳的。所以说 prime time 就是黄金时间。电视台收视率最高的时间段就被称为黄金时间。所以我们可以说 ,in prime time, the highest number of people are watching TV.
黄金时间看电视的人就是收视率最高我想。
所以说在美国收视率最高的时间段每秒钟的广告价为$10,000左右。
一秒钟 ,one second.
所以真的可以称得上叫黄金时间了对吧
?I think it's more expensive than
gold. Diamond.
Yeah, diamond time, I guess.
所以说黄金广告黄金表演就可以称为 prime time ad or prime time shows、
那我们的春节联欢晚会也是 prime time、
对它是在黄金时段播出的
对吧前面的广告就像那几秒钟会很贵几百万那就是 prime time advertisement、这个 ad 是 advertisement 的缩写你一定知道
AD 然后加上一个小点点
就可以了
OK, 那我们最后来复习一遍吧。
Actually, because it's, you know, my first time to do this program, I have butterflies in my stomach.
OK, take it easy. You are all that.
Really? I'm all that? I hope so.
Actually, you are working dictionary.
No, I'm not a working dictionary. Probably I'm going to the way like a walking refrigerator.
You're kidding.
So, everybody, no matter you're a girl or boy, don't be a working refrigerator.
And take care and be aware that don't let your fly open.
Don't let your fly open. No, especially boy, I guess. Boy makes this kind of mistake. So, also, if you're a girl, you're the zipper on your back.
Pay attention to that.
Yes, and 如果你要需要别人帮助你拉链儿往上拉
，zip me up，
往下拉
，and zip me please。
记住不是 zip me down， 还有最后一个，首先说黄金周
，Golden Week，
Golden Week 马上来了 ，What's your plan？ And 第二个 ，Golden Rule，
黄金法则，你想别人怎么对你，你要怎么对别人。
From a Bible 非常有名的这几个要记住，Golden Rules， 还有我们今天隆重推出的黄金
时
间
，That's prime time，
prime time， P-R-I-M-E， prime time， 跟 prime minister 一样prime time。So
that's all for today.
Thank you so much. See you tomorrow. Bye.